Don. This is Don calling from St. Louis, Missouri to wish you well. And a lot of people are anticipating the new music you're going to do in the upcoming months in the summertime. I got my mom hooked on that CD. She's loving it. The DJ I sent it out to, he's digging it a lot. Just everybody I play it for loves it. And I heard a lot of bad music lately, so I felt compelled to call you and to tell all you guys down there that you guys gotta just keep doing what you're doing, and you know that you have the utmost respect and support from everyone that I talk to. So just thinking about you, and I hope that you're doing well, and I hope all your situations are going well, and I'll probably talk to you sometime soon, upcoming months.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back again with a sort of Halloween-y Oh No Radio
Halloween-y
show. That's
egg,
all
sure.
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Scary.
I thought about wearing my hot dog suit today.
We got to hop right into this because we got a lot to cover, sir. So I'm just going to fly through some intros. I'll be the captain of this shit ship. My name is Owen. I'll be your host. Across from me is my good tall friend Ty.
Hey, buddy.
Ty, how you doing, buddy?
I'll be the shit wind under your sails, man.
Thanks, man. You keep it flowing. You keep it moving.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tom, what are you going to be shitting this week?
Hopefully solid gold. That's hopefully.
Either way, we welcome you to the show and have to, of course, welcome our very special guests.
Super special guests.
All the way from across Orlando. From a local podcast known as Answer Pants on the Rampant Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, Etchy and Chico are here.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you.
You're right. Welcome. This closet really isn't that bad.
Yeah, you get used to it.
I like the idea of having you in the closet to do the show.
It's like the room is hugging you.
Keeps you out of my fucking way.
Keeps you in a nice little cocoon. You get a warm embrace from all of the things around you.
Yeah.
You know, hey.
And there's nothing for him to break or nothing for him to fuck up over.
I wouldn't say that.
No, there's actually two cameras in here.
Yeah, you got
a lot
fuck.
Of real estate up there, too.
Yeah.
A lot of weird
He's going to probably stand straight up and crack his skull on the shelf.
He'll stand up, crack the skull, and then everything will fall, and then he'll pour his beer all over your electronics.
No.
Because it's what Etchy does.
But my e-liquid has a cap on it, so it's...
Oh, you're safe there.
Yeah, good.
No, in all seriousness, it's great to have these guys in. Glad to have two, you know, independent broadcasters, fellow independent broadcasters here with us. We'll definitely, you know, give you the full shout out at the end of the show or whenever it needs to be. But I did something special this evening. I was having these guests, and these guys don't really listen to podcasts. They're not in
the occasional podcast.
Yeah,
that's not true. I do listen to podcasts.
Yeah, Tom does more than
you
I
don't.
Do.
Thank
you for assuming
to
that,
Orlando podcasts and a lot of the comedy ones that I think some of our same scene
that's true
is into, right. If you will, some of the, you know, the big ones here in town. All right, so I forgot to send it to you actually, but Tom got to read this. I'm not even sure if you did, but this is a couple little bios that I wrote about you guys.
Really?
so that these guys would know, you know, who you are. So I've printed them out, or Tom was kind enough to print them out for me. And if you could hand one, if you could hand one to Etchy, I thought it'd
be
fun if you could read your prospective intros or your bios and see how close I am, because I know I'm terribly wrong with you, Chico. I've already you know, talking to you on the porch that I completely fucked this one up. But Etchy, do you want to go first? I don't know. Someone's
got to.
All right, cool.
Okay. Etchy is the host of Answer Pants. He's notoriously one of the more manic members of the show. Etchy gets his name from a tattoo of an Etch-a-Sketch and is known to have some health issues that require him to take some fairly strong medication. Yeah. This medication often makes Etchy quite shaky and frequently causes him to accidentally play or stop music during the course of the show. Only when I have control. Steve has many strange traits, including his lack of experience with many types of food. It is largely assumed that he lives on nothing but McDonald's. Etchy likes to vape, yet is discouraged from doing so in studio by the other members of the show. Etchy works as an editor for TV and film, yet in the past has talked about his experiences working at a thrift store. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that thrift store. I mean, not the owner, but...
Thank you for reading that, though, Etchy. Yeah, thank awesome. You. How accurate was that?
That was actually really... pretty damn good. That was accurate. Good. That was
Am
really
I in
good.
The wrong spot. There we go.
Yeah, sorry. No, yeah, chasing I, was like, it I lost you. Shit.
No, I had to turn to the side.
All right, cool.
That was pretty good. I'm looking at mine, and I'm it's not bad. It's not bad.
No. Okay. All right,
so Chico is one of the stronger comedic elements on Answer Pants and seems to have no trouble sharing details of his personal life on the show. Along with producer Ivan, Chico helps to bring an ethnic Hispanic point of view to Answer Pants. That's I hate my race. I think we're all fucking assholes. Chico helps to bring... Oh, I'm back on that part. Chico was once upon a time a part of a local podcast, The Experience, and would frequently make fun of the poor quality of the show's studio. Very true. We had a shit studio. Yeah. This is a nice studio.
In comparison.
We got better as we changed. When we left John's studio and the roaches and everything in there and the dog shit that was caked into the wood floors.
Oh, God.
Then it got better.
Yeah.
It got a lot better there.
Yeah.
Let's see, where did I leave off? Though the details are sparse, it is generally believed that he works as some type of mechanic.
Not
at all.
I think I don't know where I made that one up in my head.
That works, though. I might start playing that off until people try to help me fix their cars. Chico also has an affinity for rather large asses, and that is the truest part of that statement.
Okay. All right.
That is perfect.
You're in good company.
Sweet.
And actually, I got to say, I did produce for The Experience a couple of times, and one time that roach came up. They had actually named the roach.
Well, didn't you also sleep in a dog cage?
He got drunk enough and tried to climb in the dog cage with a dog.
Tried to. No, was successful. He made it. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, like, I hate roaches are one of the things I hate the most. And I remember it, you know, a roach actually got up on to the mixer while I had my hand on it.
No.
And I just remember I looked at it and I was just like, it has a name, so it's not so bad. Like, it was like Joe's apartment. It was awesome.
It was bad, man.
It's like
it
a
was
pet bad. At that point.
And it's not, it's just, John had about, how many dogs did he have when you were there?
It was just the one, but it may as well have been four because that was
the dog had the run of the house.
Well, John's already a very big dude, right?
And it's an older house too, so it is one of those older houses that have the
in St.
crawl
Cloud,
space
right?
in St. Cloud. Yeah. So it's like an old original. It's the house that John was born in.
Wow.
So that's how. And John is what, 55 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So it's a really old house, but he just didn't keep it up. I mean,
yeah.
And now I think he's got like 20 something dogs. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Even with the one,
so he's
dog.
Got a kennel basically.
Basically, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Even if with the one dog though, I mean, the dog could be like chewing on the wall and like, you know, eating it, and he'd be like, "He's all right."
I like that wall.
There's really, if you ever want to, you know, raise, you know, a complete pain in the ass, that's a good way of doing it.
It was nothing for us to come in and see the dog chewing apart the couch cushion. Like before, by the last show, I think we did the house, the couch had no cushions left. I think they just sat in the bedroom.
I was like, yeah.
And that was it. Yeah. It was just done, man. It was done, but it was...
No living in the living room.
John is a great guy, though. Not knocking him at all. He's a dirty motherfucker. His house is filthy. But
look at you now in your current studio, which is... Yeah. It looks like... I've seen it on camera.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it in person. I've seen it on camera. These guys do all their stuff, you know, video stream as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Which we did for the longest time, but I just found it to be too big of a pain in my ass.
The second it goes down, you're like, it derails everything.
Yeah.
Because if you don't notice it, then he notices it, and you're like, hey, and he's like, just try and work through it. And it's like,
just chat rooms down. It.
It's kind of nice not having to worry about it.
Yeah.
It was one more element we had to pay attention to.
Exactly. So it's, or like shift, you know, you got to always shift the camera. Oh, look at you and getting in like, I don't know. I didn't have the best setup either. I'm not saying, I mean.
Yeah, they were just webcams.
They were just webcams tied to a computer. But hey, you know, I did it for a couple of years that way.
Really?
And just got sick and tired of it, decided to go just straight
it's
audio.
It's a great thing to have for your show, but. If it's causing that much stress, man, fuck it. I mean, it's a podcast.
But seriously, back to Ivan's studio. I mean, not to get too inside podcast baseball or whatever, but It's you guys have, I think, quite a few other podcasts do it, just as, you know, a lot of podcasts set their shit up kind of like I do in just a living room state, tiny living room state. But you guys are set up like more at a table. It's the more radio station.
I was gonna say it's the classic kind of you're sitting at a table. You're in business chairs.
All your mics are nicely, you know, I like how he has all the mounted to the desks, it looks
Boom arms.
And stuff, the articulating arms.
I think that's right, yeah. Articulating.
Yeah, I think that's
that is right.
Ivan is very meticulous about his stuff. Yeah. Like he is a stickler for making sure everything works perfectly, and when we record the show, like he would not want me to give away stuff that he's told me, but he records the show in two different places just in case one goes down.
While
he's doing the show, he's doing like so much stuff at one time.
Yeah.
And now we're I think it's done, right? Is the man cave stuff done?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know if he's going to improve on it or anything, but I mean, the way it is
for
so
now,
far,
I think I've actually.
We are talking about Answer Pants now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Rampant Radio itself is Ivan. And Ivan is. Okay. That's Ivan's baby. It used to have more shows on it, Chupa Podcast with Pedro Lima. And it's had more shows over the years. Right now, Answer Pants is the only one. But what he's also doing there is he's got an awesome man cave garage area with
It looks really cool.
Pool table, couches.
Right.
It's got an arcade game that Ivan made himself.
Yeah.
One of those main things that it's got every game you can
think of. Oh, yeah.
I have a friend that did the same thing.
The top slot that's like, you know, lit up that has like the name of the game or whatever.
Custom Rampant
Radio. It's
Rampant
Radio. Like,
no, it's very, very cool. Very cool.
It's very cool. He's turning into he's wired the man cave now for video and audio, so we can sit out there and record the pre-show and after-show bullshit sessions.
It's a great idea. It's what we should have on the porch.
I was
essentially
gonna say, that's exactly the same thing that goes on your porch and in the man cave.
And we've talked
everybody
about
shows
it.
Up a little while early.
Exactly.
Talks, and then you know finally one of us says, "Okay, it's time to start the show. Let's get up.
Let's get in. Let's get moving."
It's usually
let's
stop talking
thing.
About this. Let's go and talk about this on the air.
Save it. Save it. speaking of which, this one I can't say for too much longer. As you know, if you've paid any attention to this show over the years, I like my clips. I like throwing
it's clip
in
time, baby.
It's time for a clip. And
boobs?
Are there this boobs? This again? This was the catch, the last minute catch of the day.
Boobs.
That right before the show might have bumped another clip. This one's not boobs.
Okay.
This is a woman just truly giving you her real opinion on a subject here, and
bed.
Who allowed her to do that?
Dicks. And
all right, I gotta start this.
Oh,
I heard the good
we got
part.
A teaser.
A teaser.
That was a teaser.
World
sure.
star.
Of course.
I don't like big dicks, and I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. It's the confessions of Monique Anderson, and I'm about to go as deep as possible as I can go with this video.
Now
I'm gonna tell y'all
girl.
I don't like big dicks. I don't like big dicks for the simple fact that, you know, I like to go nuts on a penis. I like to suck a dick where I feel like I'm in power, okay? Big dicks weakens me as a woman. I can't suck it the way that I want to suck it. And I can't fuck it the way that I want to fuck it, okay? Big dick men, you know, like to put people in pretzels and then go nuts with a big ass dick, causing problems and leaving.
Love of my life. Love of my life.
I love her use of penis.
Where like, have you like, been?
Oh, for sure.
Like, she just throws a penis in there, and you're like, what?
She has that cadence of a minister.
She did.
Right? Like, I love a big dick.
Yeah, I know. She
True.
Doesn't, though. She's just all about little dicks.
Even me with dick in my back after sex. I don't need dick in my back after sex. That's the problem. For me, okay? I like to have sex and then I walk away from the shit. I don't need to be thinking about this big dick still stuck in my backbone. I don't got to.
Can we put that on a shirt?
Oh, my
it
God.
Probably already is on a shirt.
That is great. Where do you find these things?
I am curious how you go about your searches. Like, some people Reddit. I know you don't do that. Mm-mm. Some people do.
I visit a high quantity of scumbag websites throughout the day.
World Star. We might look at the same sites. I have one site that populates everything and then finishes with porn at the end. It's like, greatest freaking site in the world.
Pretty much.
It's probably the same damn site.
I got a couple of those. Can't give away. Trade secrets.
Yeah, we'll share that later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the thing I don't like about Reddit is so many people read it that, like, I see something good on Reddit. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to use that. And then I'm like, wait, I'm on Reddit. I can't use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Why? What? Wait, why?
Because everybody reads it. You know what I mean? Like, it's so classic to be like, oh, listen to this. And people go, you were on Reddit, weren't you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It, you
okay,
know,
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Seen it. Yeah. Blah, blah,
unless
blah.
You see it and it's like posted 334 days ago. Yeah. You're like, I can do that.
Clay called you out last show on the Reddit because he's a Redditor.
Wasn't that one that you
one of
found?
The clips.
No. Maybe not.
I don't remember.
I don't fucking remember
Fuck
these
Reddit,
things.
Man.
Talking about Clay Robertson. Give a shout out to him.
Yeah, you just gave him a free plug. Yeah. Hey, Clay.
What's his Twitter?
At Clayboy at night.
At Clayboy at night. Stand-up comedian Clay Robertson was kind enough to stop in the studio. If you haven't checked that show, you should go back in the archives and do that at onoradioshow.com. Yeah, what'd you think? Yeah.
I dug it. I've been listening to you guys do the clips. And I'm sitting there, like, commenting while you guys are doing the clips. Like, I'm on my own. I'm like, oh, fuck, I've seen that fucking video. So it's pretty cool. I like the clip idea.
I think it can work. I think it works. Done in the right fashion, told well, with good audio. You know, some are easier to do than others.
Yeah.
Do you want to really get fucking serious about it? We'll just jump right into this one because I don't even know how to start with this clip. And this is a Tom find.
This is a me find?
This is the scary find.
Oh, yeah. This is scary.
Okay.
I had nightmares about this.
we have to sort of describe it, and we'll go along, but we'll just say
It goes deep.
This is a public access show
deeper than Little Dick Girl.
San Francisco, I want to say.
Yeah, San Francisco.
San Francisco. In the late 80s, early 90s. It's called Unwind with the Sweeties.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
have you
yeah,
come
yeah,
across
yeah,
it?
You've heard of it? I've never heard of it.
No, I showed it to you. Yeah, yeah.
Had you seen it before?
No.
Okay, so how would you describe them? I mean, they're...
Unbelievable. I have this question, actually, while I was watching this, because it was public television. So I always thought public television, like local, I never watched it. It was available, but I just had never paid attention. I know that's what Wayne's World was.
Right.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But I mean, like, I thought that was a complete joke. Like...
It couldn't be that bad, right?
Well, no, I mean, I thought it was all like educational type stuff. You know what I mean? Like when you see,
and a lot of it was.
True.
I'd never seen like a comedy or you know,
right.
That's very true.
I thought that was weird.
Either.
So the fact that was public TV, like I was waiting to learn something and be freaked out.
You're just freaked out.
You're just freaked out.
Yeah. Before
you don't learn anything, but these people may have been killers at some point in their lives or are killers.
And I want their masks. Because
I mean, these are some serious Halloween costume ideas, too. Yeah.
All right. Chico, I think you're the only one in studio that hasn't seen this.
Really?
So you're going to have to tell the audience what these people look like. Hang on, one second. That was like an intro clip.
The fuck are they? They're wearing like pantyhose, but they look like they have stuff under them, and they have Chinese people glasses.
I think they're ski masks.
Yeah,
is it ski masks?
But like thicker, like
yeah, like there's stuff under
like
them.
Handmade knitted socks, but huge and on your head.
I agree with that. Yeah. One is quite limey. Lime.
This
green.
Cannot be public access, though. This is something where you're buying time. This is like that cable network where you
buy.
Isn't
that what public
access is?
Oh, this
is something where you're buying time. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, like there's the PBS kind where there it's
and you
instructional.
Don't have much left.
I want to hang out and do drugs with them.
I bet they don't even do drugs too. That's the crazy
of nightmares.
You are exactly right.
If you wore those into a bank, you wouldn't need a gun.
Someone needs to get.
Out of fear of what you would really do to me, I would just give you all the fucking money. Yeah.
I'm just
someone
assuming
needs to take
you
that
have something lethal
and make them murder, like a horror movie with them in.
For real, yeah.
It's almost too easy.
And how many
know.
Episodes did they fucking do with this show?
There's tons of them, man. There's like.
I saw a list.
There's a good list of 9-10 episodes or something. Like, there's enough.
Yes, it is one I saw.
Yeah, and then this one's just.
Oh, but when it gets into the. Oh, God.
It would have been awesome to work on this show, though. Like, be like a crew member on this show.
And I love that the guy has those old 3D glasses, like the red and the blue. Yeah. It's so awesome. They
looking at a Hollywood like porno mag, like 3D porno mag.
Yeah, I am fucking blown away here.
Yeah.
And it's zooming in on the ass. That's
slow
wonderful.
Zoom in on the butt of
check
the.
Check out that butt.
Now we got an ass going on.
Okay, here we go.
Chico, what do you think of that ass?
It's nice with that leopard print, man.
It's not bad, right?
That's that 90s ass right there.
That's some 90s mom ass.
It masks the size and leaves you wondering.
She's wearing a belt for no reason. That's fucking awesome. That's 90s all the way.
She's adventurous, you know, the print.
All right, here we go. It's getting a little sexy on.
It went to snuff film in like 0.5 seconds.
What public access network has this shit?
Was it Chicago?
San Fran.
Okay.
Of course, San Fran.
She's doing the sexy dance.
Oh, creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Turns around and she's wearing the ski mask.
Those glasses are so great.
The masks,
you know, they're
always
like eyes.
Are on.
The glasses are the lens is an eye with cutouts.
Yeah, basically with her, she's you know, the mask she has is yellow. It kind of makes me think of a lemon. I mean,
it makes me think of a Lego, like a Lego person.
Like she's freaking me out too much to make me really think too much about a lemon. But
yeah,
you know, if I had to name one object,
it does just look like a lemon with lips. It's creepy now that you said that.
And oddly enough, if I had a lemon and had to put glasses on them, I'd put those on there.
I did it.
And I would hope a sexy lemon would look just like that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That little nay.
Wait a minute. Is this girl hot?
I'm down. I'm into it.
I mean, everything but the face reveal.
She might not be when she takes the mask off, but she is right now.
We don't really know. Yeah, I'd go to town on that.
See, I knew Ty would be into it. If anyone was going to be into it, it would definitely
now
be
now every woman's going to have to wear the creepy mask for Ty.
Now, you know what would be really, really meta is if, like, they started doing bondage and she put a leather mask over.
Yes.
The zippered up one. I don't like it. I don't like the other mask.
I can't breathe in this.
Fucking awesome.
Here we go.
Yeah. Gosh. This is where we do need a video show so things like this can be accurately described.
Yeah.
But
you got to just put the link to this up on the site, man. People need to bestow this
in the show description.
Eyes.
Definitely throw
that URL in there.
Yeah, because I actually had to search for, I can't remember what episode I listened to, but when I talked to you, Owen, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to check the show because when you called in and I was like, oh, I got to check it out. And the show I listened to, you played, I think, like two or three different things. And I looked up all of them and consumed them. I have them.
Yeah. Nice.
List those things. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, I need to. Yeah. You know, I need to definitely
get on that
do
on.
That.
I'm really into this lemon head chick now.
I know. I'll just leave this on in the background.
Like just for the novelty of the lemon head.
Yeah.
Lemonhead, big boobs, big ass, everything
what's
will
work. What's up with all that?
Yeah. I mean, the body's working, man.
That's
it's working.
That's what I'm saying.
Cut out the audio, have her dancing, and play Lemon Tree. You remember that song?
Or Peaches or something.
Sucking on my titties like you want
me. Colin.
That's it.
Hells yeah, that's awesome.
I want her to sing that song with Lemon
a remix is in order here.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you.
Well, we know a couple of editors, so we'll definitely get that put together.
That would be a dope remix, man.
We'll get that put together.
Creep City.
That would take all of like 5 seconds.
Speaking of editor related stuff, Apple, Tim Cook. Did you guys hear?
Are these openly gay?
Oh yeah,
he announced he's gay.
Came out as gay today, and there's a ton
big
of
surprise.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, there's a ton of countries that I guess Apple like has shop in that aren't really cool with that.
I didn't
because it's like illegal there.
Yeah.
China?
I always wondered how you, like...
How do you make that illegal?
Yeah, like...
It's a very
how
it's
you
a very
regulate that?
Question.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a scarf, you're arrested or something.
Russia was the one that's
right
come
during
out
the Olympics,
right
they made a big deal about it, and, people were... And the Olympians were worried about getting arrested and shit, because there was a bunch of gay people. I don't understand how they...
Yeah.
How do they enforce it?
Cops just waiting at the figure skating rink right now.
Exactly.
Two guys come out of a bathroom. Did you just suck his dick?
Yeah.
Get over here. You're going to jail.
Do a saliva swab on a penis. Be like...
How do you test for that? No, I didn't.
We got another
yes,
one
you did.
Here, Charlie.
This is not your DNA, sir.
Why does your breath smell like bleach?
So, I'm going on a cruise.
Are you?
Yeah, me and the wife. Nice. We booked. We're all ready to go.
Nice.
Where are you going?
It's a fucking cheap, fucking NASA
booze cruise.
Like,
yeah,
one of the paid islands. The NASA fucking 3-day getaway. Just fucking why the hell not, right? And we haven't done. Yeah, why not? It was
why not?
We're yeah. like we're now we're doing it. And like it's gonna cost us still like $500. Like right. whenever you see these deals,
that's
like
not too bad for two.
It's but it's not
affordable. And all your meals are included though.
The meals are all included. Booze isn't, obviously. Of course. Fuck. Yeah. Still, we'll make it happen. We'll spend another $500 probably on booze.
Oh, that's well. Booze, that's where they make man. Up on it. Is yeah, like that's booze how they is do super it. Expensive.
It's not yeah. a casino boat
because people are going. This ship sucks. Let's
there's a small
get
casino.
To drink.
Yeah,
there's a small casino.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, most of them have casinos on them now.
The yeah, first place I ever gambled in a casino was on a yeah. cruise boat on boat. A.
No, I've never
carnival.
Been, I've never been on yeah, a cruise, and cruise. I don't know if you guys have any tips, but.
Yeah, I got some tips. Look at the horizon when you first get on there because it'll fuck you up.
Like,
yeah.
how do I get contraband on board? Number one,
it's not that bad.
Your ass?
Do I?
I did it on a Disney cruise. I took vodka and filled it up to the top with the Zephyr Hills bottle.
Yeah.
And I mean, some people were insane. They're like, oh, they'll check to see if you know they're torn, like it's been opened. They didn't.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wait, three bottles of that.
They've gotten more strict, but we've done, I don't know, I've done like 12 cruises, and we used to just, we didn't do it this time. This time we decided to actually pay for our drinks because they have that drink package thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
We figured out a way to hustle that, but we just started bringing our own, our bottles in the bag, straight up just not opening them, not trying to hide them, carry on our luggage though. So you have to put it through security, and usually the security guards are cool. As long as you're not making an ass of yourself, not like a whole bag full of liquor, you have like two bottles in there, they sit on there like, go ahead. No problem. Don't
yeah,
worry
I think that's actually kind of the rule on mine is you're allowed, like it said something like a couple of bottles of wine, but
you're
what's
allowed, yeah, you're allowed
you
two
know,
bottles of wine, but
so what's the difference if it's two bottles of
then,
wine or two?
But if you
bottles,
check your yeah, luggage, then they go
handles
through
handles of you know Sailor Jerry. I mean,
they go through your stuff a lot more strict if you check your luggage. So if you carry your stuff on, you're more likely to get stuff on board.
Yeah.
But if you go online, dude, there's all kinds of ways to smuggle stuff on. Like
yeah,
there's
yeah, yeah.
there's the things where you buy the. The plastic bladder thing that you put into your luggage,
yeah,
filled
yeah,
with liquor,
yeah.
Little there's things all, like that. Yeah. There's a YouTube video of this guy there's that he bought a six pack of Dasani waters, and then boiled the caps from another six pack, took them off, and when you boil them, they're hot. You can pop them back on, and when they dry, the seal locks again. You know,
that's awesome.
It gets tight, so when you actually open it, it cracks open, and he filled that six bottles with vodka.
That's fucking smart.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I don't
that's
know.
That's a clever one. Yeah,
that is.
Going to have to look that one up.
And then if you want to bring other contraband through, I got a buddy that he had those. We talked about this on the show. I forgot what shoes they were. I want to say they were Vans, but they had a hidden compartment.
I've
oh,
seen those.
You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about?
I know most about
I've seen ones where
hiding.
they have like the they have but big yeah. ass soles. They don't look
yeah,
right.
They
got the
shoes.
Big ass soles. But like yeah, they're for like they were like for goth kids back in the day almost. And yeah, they were thick ass soles. My buddy had a pair. And he used to have to, you know, they're kind of like boots, but you take your foot out and then underneath the, I don't know, the insert for
yeah,
your shoe,
yeah.
underneath
yeah.
the insert was a, was a compartment.
That's how his was. But it, they, his? Look, they look like just a pair of Vans is what,
oh,
what they look
no,
like.
Oh, no, his looked and stupid so, as fuck.
His looked normal, which was fine. He got the stuff on. And he didn't get caught, but his dumbass would smoke it in his room, thinking, "Oh, nobody's
yeah,
gonna smell it."
Yeah,
and so you'd,
smell it.
You'd go down to like the fourth floor where he was. The second you get out the elevator, boom, right in your face, like this motherfucker.
You, yeah, and you.
I'm
you
like, he is gonna get
this,
us thrown
you
off
follow
the.
Follow the smell.
Oh yeah,
what is
you
it? The
follow
fabric,
your nose.
Fabric softener or whatever, or the
spoof. We call it
the toilet paper roll with the fabric softener
yeah.
on the
yeah,
end.
You know,
everybody in college that lived in a dorm knew how to make those motherfuckers. We just call them spoofs.
Well, you just gotta. What do you do then? You gotta find a balcony or a smoking deck.
Yeah, you go somewhere.
You smoke on deck usually.
Well,
we smoked on deck. That's where I was. I was completely cool with it because we go like the front of the boat,
like a one.
So much
thing.
Wind and stuff.
Most
you know,
people go in
something.
Their bathroom and turn the fan on through the spoof. You know.
I don't know. I don't know what he tried to do. He told me he put a towel under the bathroom door, but it permeated the whole floor.
Yeah,
the whole
floor.
You
know, I agree.
Just
it totally does. I was on a cruise one time, and that happened, and like someone, like the security guard, like walked into the like aisle and was like, "There is no smoking on this ship." Like, did it called out. Us, obviously, but called out the floor that someone was smoking pot on the floor.
Oh,
it was
wow.
the most awkward, like, 2 hours
be
after
awesome
that.
Awesome if everybody else is, like, 60 and above on your floor.
I know, and then we
like,
just
I don't
walk
know
out.
Who it is.
Yeah, I walk out in a fish shirt. That was not good.
One of the other things, they'll have like a liquor store looking place.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. And the prices on the liquor are good.
The duty free or something.
It's duty free because you're out in international waters, so you're not paying the taxes on them.
Airport prices, yeah, duty free.
Yeah. However, that means that like, and a lot of people that have never gone on a cruise before don't realize this. Like they'll buy a bottle, you know, and they'll be like, all right, give it to me. And they're like, no, you get it. When we get off the boat,
yeah.
And you're like, but
what?
But I want to go drink it now, right now. Like, you know, they're like, no,
it doesn't work like that.
Buzzkill.
Make friends with a bartender. Find one guy.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Find out if he works his bar every day because they usually have the same station. Become buddies with him. And give them a couple good tips up front, cash tips too. Not all the card. A couple like just break them off like $5, $10.
Oh shit! You just hit the fucking nail on the head to where I probably have fucked up. But to get this deal,
right?
With nothing really in particular other than the dates to get this deal on this ship. It was a little last minute, but I had to prepay the gratuity.
Yeah, a lot of them make you do the gratuity.
It was like $100. In it,
right, but you
on
still
top
have
of
to,
everything.
If, when you're drinking, man, you still have to tip your
bartender. That's what
right?
I'm thinking. Like, I don't know.
Right? Yeah.
That is an honest question. I don't really.
You don't have. I mean, well, you don't have to in terms of he's not going to stop serving you, but you're going to get shit service.
Yeah.
I mean, tip your bartender something, then he's going to pour. He's going to give you a shitty drink. But on the boat, as many times as I've gone, we find one guy, and that becomes our buddy. And we usually find one guy that's posted at a bar, and then one guy that's a walk around kind of waiter, near the pool deck. And once you become buddies enough with them, they start hooking you up.
Solid advice.
Like two drinks or just the strong. If you go back to him and be like, man, this thing's weak, he will make it strong as hell. We've gotten free drinks when they have like the pool deck party, where they have everybody on the pool deck, big old party. I go to that guy. He's like, hey, somebody bought you guys some shots. Oh, he bought us freaking shots. I don't know anybody else on the boat.
Yeah.
But he pushed a bunch of shots our way. It was awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Another good one. If you sneak stuff on the boat, the other good thing is... if you get liquor onto the boat, then the first thing you do is as you sign up or sign in so they know you're there. They have a program. There always be like a little table where they try to sell you this program where you can have unlimited soda, like throughout the entire thing. So buy that; it's cheap as shit. It's like $10, I think.
Right.
And then basically you go up to soda machines and you just thing of soda and then pour your liquor in there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh man, it was awesome. I was on the my wife and I went on a Disney cruise for our honeymoon, and like we were drinking rum and coke up on the top deck, and it was awesome. Like Chip and Dale came over.
I think I just heard him getting fucking horny. Like there was something in
Disney
there,
cruise.
It?
I'm horny. Chip and Dale were there,
and I was up there with my drinking rum and coke with my wife.
It was awesome.
Chippendale watched.
We actually haven't pointed out tonight that Etchy unfortunately drew the short straw of the studio this evening.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I don't remember drawing straws. But
by that we mean...
invisible straws.
By that we mean
someone... He was bullied into the closet.
Someone had to sit in the closet chair.
Finally, I'm back in the closet.
Yes, that's right.
Cubby.
No, it's not that bad though, is it?
No, it's not. Because you're right at a point where you don't realize you're in a closet. Like... In my peripheral, I barely see the door frames.
Yeah. But the rest of us know you're in the closet.
Yeah.
Are you claustrophobic?
No, I'm not.
At all in general, no?
No. The only thing I fear is that like when I get like there's so many things that when I get up that I could hit and I'm the clumsiest person alive. So.
Well, this is kind of good. Like, we can keep him contained.
just stay there. That's what I'm saying. It's perfect. He is locked away.
His own little realm.
You're safe there, Etchy.
We'll post pictures of that too. Those will be on the Facebook and everything
Etchy's
else
in the closet.
That we do. No. Guys, I don't know if I'm really into inventions too.
You like your products?
I like new products.
Products.
I like products.
Products.
Are products.
Like a gadget guy or just
I like any, gadgets. I
products.
Like,
really, you love the products. Man.
I like
your products.
Product song. Damn it.
All right, now
if somebody's selling some, he's kind of buying it.
I got a couple products this week.
All right. What do you got?
The first product, I don't know if I should go bad product or potentially bad product.
They're
or
all
good
bad,
product
dude.
Yet. I don't know. I don't know what sort of leveling system I'm applying to these right now. What I do think, though, is one that would apply directly to possibly even Etchy. And this is one that it's been in the news, but we've never really talked about it. And the reason I mention Etchy is because we said earlier you do have very strange eating habits. Is that not is that not a thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Etchy's not tried a lot of food either. Like they on their show they make him try food that he's never had,
oh,
that he's
cool.
like been repulsed by his whole life. Like wait, you'd never had a pickle or something?
Yeah. That was gross.
Oh, come on.
We did a hot dog. Gross.
Love a good pickle.
I had a hot dog for the first time on the experience.
Give him a hot dog with and a chili dog. And the chili, it was all from John's fridge, too, which made it even worse.
Yeah, that is not a good introduction. Because
it was like open. Like, this was just open food we found in the fridge.
Ooh, but.
But he didn't know at the time it was open food.
Yeah, I didn't know till just now.
You survived, man.
Tail even said, hey, I went to the market and I got some food. And I'm like, oh,
because
okay,
you wouldn't eat it if we told you we got it at John's fridge.
And I know you guys
his fridge is full of roaches.
I know you guys have kind of like beaten that to death in a sense, but as she eats
it never
like
dies. It's
shit. He really does eat like shit. So I figure he would benefit from this particular product here. And have you guys ever heard of this Soylent?
Yeah.
It's
people.
What? Began they as picked an idea that name? To create
the ultimate food. All right, just
the goal wasn't to replace food, but to provide a better alternative to what we usually eat.
It takes a little bit of perspective to see
that
food really is made out of chemicals. It is reducible, and we can build it back up, and we can change it, and we can make it better.
Soylent is an alternative to traditional food that gives people a convenient, affordable, and healthy way to fuel their bodies. It's
this
a
shit's made from
food
dead
source
people.
Designed to keep the human body in a balanced
with the right
state
chemicals.
Of ideal nutrition.
I have a background as an engineer. I studied electronics and computation. But what I really learned was how to break problems down. Everything is made of parts. Everything can be broken down.
I don't trust this guy, man.
Not at all. I hate that guy.
He's already
automatic.
Already, I'm skeptical of this.
It's his accent. You don't.
No,
you know,
the,
you
why
can't
are they filming him in
that
giant, like, creepy room? What the fuck are they? Like,
and
a compound somewhere?
It's nobody else. There's just him. It's a robot.
Exactly.
He's an android. He's controlling everything through his mind. Like, the camera's just floating. There's no one else there.
I had brought this up at one point, but I didn't have a video. And that truly, because, like, you know, when I brought it up, I was like, there's this thing. It's called Soylent. And it's like, they put it together and it's a meal. Like, I mean, I had no information whatsoever.
Isn't this just high-tech Carnation instant breakfast?
Yeah. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Literally, though, there's a packet a day. You make one packet in the jug that they give you. You put the packet in.
And that's your meal of the entire day?
And that can sustain you the entire day as long as you drink the whole thing every day.
And tons of water because you've got diarrhea all day. Because
it'd
all
be
you've
funny
been
if it made you
liquid.
Take huge shits. That was like the opposite. You just like took giant shits because of it.
See, I would have bulk up like it just became
if I were healthy, I'd be fine with that. See, if it were something I could get used to, the fact that it's one thing, and that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
you know how some people, you know, most people, they're like, oh, you know, I want, you know, I don't want to eat this food. I love this food, but I just had it yesterday. I want to have this, and you're
well,
like,
dude,
I will have the same thing to eat every. I don't care. Well, I do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get tired of something. So if it's just one food, I have to get used to. In this case, a drink, which is even better. Like that's.
All you gotta do is put this drink down. It kind of makes sense. It would essentially come out costing you just a little less than $10 a day, I think, or something to live like on their current thing. It's on back order.
Yeah.
The shit, you can't even get it. Now they have set up a site to where you can like make it yourself with ingredients from the store, in a sense, like and versions of it,
like Drano and
pencil
shavings.
It helps get the nutrients through faster.
Cat litter
in the most efficient way possible.
Looks really milky.
It could be more efficient.
Of the human body, the team consulted with nutritional experts.
I'm disappointed it's not green.
Your body is constantly.
I know.
We were all waiting for it to be green.
Parts to do that: macronutrients, electrolytes, vitamins, minerals. We
listen
know
to this guy though too.
And that's what Soylent is.
His voice is off-putting.
Simplistic thing.
We're gonna put you on a stool too.
He sounds like he's better than you.
Yeah,
he's got that tone of voice.
You know,
like, I'm so much
you're
better.
You're right,
than
dude.
You.
Android's perfect call for it. He's
look
totally
at, he looks
not
like
even a real person.
Definitely.
The thing that bothers me, and I mean, the video's not over yet, but I can guarantee they're not going to tell you. Like, they're not going to appeal to people about like giving you information on what it's going to be like to ingest it. You know what I mean? Like what? How thick is it? Are there lumps in it? Is you know what I mean? Like
right.
The
lumps or pulp or grain or is it just you know?
Does it go down smooth?
From the reports I've heard of people talking about it, it doesn't taste too horrible.
That's what I've heard. But
any flavoring to it? Like, can you get it in flavors?
That would be extra chemicals. Strawberry?
Then we're talking carnation and instant breakfast, dude.
It tasted, I think, to somebody like a peanut butter and banana type combination. Like a hint of...
Get down on that.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Every day for the rest of your life?
But that straight liquid all day, man, it's... I tried doing that juicing crap.
Yeah.
It drove me nuts. Like, literally, I started getting angry because, like, I was just, like, I was going through, like, withdrawals from food. Like drug withdrawals where I was just pissed off. I had headaches. My body was aching. I was getting all my nutrients and stuff, but it's just...
And you were only juicing? You weren't...
Just juicing.
Yeah.
Just trying to juice.
Oh, yeah. He juices like crazy.
It was horrible. See, I lasted 3 days.
I know people that do that for a week, but, man, I don't know how people could do that.
My wife and I both tried at the same time, and we were literally yelling at each other in the living room. And I'm like, "Let's just go to bed. Let's just go to bed. Like, just turn it off. Like, let's go to bed right now." She's like, "Fine, let's go to bed." Went to bed, didn't talk to each other, went to sleep. Next day, I'm like, "I'm eating eggs. Fuck it." Yeah. I'm like, "I'm eating eggs for breakfast."
Fucking right.
And then I'm getting a fucking hand sandwich at lunch.
Yeah, I'm just eating food. Yeah. I'm like, forget it.
Yeah. To me, it's a pain in the ass. Like, any time I get hungry, I get mad. Like, inwardly, like, I don't yell at anybody, but I'm like, damn it, because I don't want to, I don't enjoy eating. It brings nothing to me. So, you know, if somebody was like, "You don't have to eat ever again, just sip this," I'd be like, oh, well, I will totally take that.
That's their market. There's probably a lot of people like him, that's
you
who
are
that's
the
who
market.
Yeah, man, and that's just on back order.
I mean, you're talking about your shitty eating habits. What do you normally eat?
McDonald's.
Never eat. Oh, really? All the time?
Yeah.
No? Like, how many meals of the day are McDonald's?
Two.
Are those the only two meals?
Yeah.
Actually, though, I know. Okay, all right. When it's spread that way, yeah. Right.
I have McDonald's on the way here.
Did you get the breakfast?
You get the same thing, or you vary it
on the way here? Oh, no. I was like, no, I didn't get the breakfast on the
way here.
You
can't break the rule.
No, they won't give
you breakfast.
No, because I wake up at 10, so...
You're always too late for breakfast. You don't even know what McDonald's breakfast is like.
Exactly.
You don't even know if you like breakfast at McDonald's.
I like their hash browns. Yeah,
I like the hash browns, so I can actually admit to that one.
I tried their Egg McMuffin, like, I don't know, a few months ago, and oh my God, it's bad. It was one of those ones, like, it didn't have anything on it, like, you know what I mean? It's just.
I don't like that shitty style of egg in any fucking thing.
It's weird, but I still kind of... There's something about McDonald's breakfast that is more appetizing than other places' breakfast to me. I don't know.
I like
give me bacon, egg, and cheese, baby. Give it to me.
I like Burger King. I did like Burger King breakfast. Their French sticks are awesome. But
croissant.
But when they had the croissant, I used to get the egg and cheese.
Croissant witch.
I used to get the egg and cheese croissant, and I'd say, no meat. I just want the egg and cheese, you know? And I'd go through. But then one day, it was absolutely terrible. So I drove back through, and I go, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't usually do this, because, you know, you got the order right, but this is awful.
Yeah, it's not cooked well, or it's not prepared
well,
or
something. It was kind of, it was...
Just sad?
Weird, yeah. So he's like, oh, okay, no problem. He's like, we just got our new microwave, so, you know, which I was like...
Gave the secret away.
We're breaking it in.
Yeah, I was like, okay, don't tell people that. He gave me another one, and it was exactly the same way. And then, like, I went another two times on separate occasions, and finally I was like, oh, they're still using that microwave.
Wow.
You know, so the microwave killed the Burger King. I'm not going there anymore.
Flame broiled my ass.
But they were awesome.
I want to know, though, in general, do you stick to the same things at the places that you go? Like, do you know everything on McDonald's menu or not? Like,
no, I just do regular hamburgers and chicken McNuggets.
That's it.
Yeah. And fries. I mean, you know. Yeah.
It's kept you going for this long.
Yeah. I
challenge you that Soylent would be worse for him.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, like, you know, if you go out to restaurants, like, that's not a time to try something new. Because, like, if you're out to a restaurant, like, you're going to enjoy yourself. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Like, you know, so it's like, I'm not going to go to a restaurant and be like, oh, yeah, sit down, have a good conversation, order something, and be like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean? So whenever I go to a restaurant, I order something that I know I like, which is usually the same thing that I usually order.
Do you order off the kids menu a lot?
I have before.
I picture it that he goes. Do they let you order from? I don't even know if they let you do that.
Do they have rules? I've never tried to order off a kid's menu as an adult.
Although I got to say,
they can't say no to you.
I mean, even if I
want the macaroni and cheese, what are you going to say? No,
I'll have two of those, please.
It's against the rules. I'm paying for it. I'm buying it for a kid at home. I'm eating it here.
Yeah. Even if it was against the rules, though, like say it was like enforceable, like no, do not let adults buy anything off the kids menu. Like, as a waiter, you got to imagine you'd be like, yeah, I can get that for you. I'm not going to tell that person that. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, no waiter. No.
Yeah,
like, I want a tip.
True, true. You just don't get the toy.
Yeah.
I picture Etchy exactly. and his wife at a fine dining restaurant. Beautiful candles, music, beautiful linens.
I can't
everything.
Imagine that.
And really. She's eating a beautiful steak, potatoes, everything, and Etchy's eating dino nuggets.
Yeah.
The chicken nugget platter. Oh.
Just dipping them in a tubby, a pile of ketchup.
Right,
just...
right. Like, they don't even have ketchup. It's one of those steakhouses where they don't bring you ketchup, and they're like, fuck you, there's no ketchup here. So somebody had to go and bring the, like...
and he tries to be all... No, ketchup on the table. He tries to be all classy with it, too. He's like, monsieur,
do you have any Heinz?
I have a map in no crayon.
Your filet mignon, madam, and your dino nugget, sir.
Now, the one thing my wife does hate this when we go to a restaurant or whatever, you know, and we'll be looking up and down the menu, and the waiter will come, and she'll roll her eyes when the waiter looks at me, Lord. And I'll be like, yes, I'll have cheese sticks. And she's just like, like, she hates when I, that's my default order if I don't know, you know, if it's a new place or something, because almost all the places have that.
Mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella sticks. Yeah. That's an easy go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you freak out if they're, you know how they have the round, your fish stick-looking mozzarella right, stick?
Right. And then you got, like, the square or rectangle.
Are you cool with the other kinds, or does it have to be the round? Okay.
Nah, I don't care.
What if you thought you were getting a mozzarella stick and it was a fish stick and you weren't paying attention and you were a little drunk and you bit into one?
I would be very angry.
Would you throw up?
I've never had any kind of fish at all.
Ever. Never any kind of fish.
Projectile vomit. Man.
He would not. The brain would not. He would just seizure out. He would fall over.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as he's falling over and seizuring, his wife rolls his eyes.
Just let him go.
Can you guys cover him with something?
He'll
so
be
I can
fine.
Finish my steak.
Can you? There's a napkin.
You haven't
just
had fish?
Just put it on his face.
We need to force you to have fish.
Yeah, no. Or shrimp. Or. Wow, hey, man. I'm afraid of water things. Huh. You know?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, I know, like, they can't hurt me or anything, but, like, when I jump into a lake, like... you know, or the ocean or something like that, I can be having a good time for like an hour and then like a fish will swim by and like touch my leg and I'm like, well, I'm done. Like, I'm out.
I'm speechless, man. I'm definitely surprised.
Did that just happen at a young age and it just carried on?
No, it's because it's all about the textural issue is exactly what it is.
So have you ever held a fish?
No.
Like the sliminess or the...
Don't ever then.
Well, the sliminess, like paired with the scales. The scales are very strange.
Scales are strange.
You know?
Fish yeah.
They're fish, man.
So
you've never been fishing? Have you been fishing?
Yeah, I didn't catch anything, so. Oh, okay. It worked out.
You never had to,
I was going to say he definitely is not the
That's
guy.
That's like 50%
he's the guy that goes, somebody take the hook out, put this back in the water.
That's me. Well,
really?
Well, it was awesome, though. It was perfect, because the only reason I went fishing was because I was with my best friend, and I didn't get to see him very often because he'd moved a bit farther away. And he's like, you want to go fishing? And I'm like, like on a boat. He's like, no, dude. He's like, we're just gonna sit in the grass. He's like, you know, and cast out. He's like, we'll get some beer. And I'm like, so you're gonna get drunk on the grass? All right, like, you know,
sounds like a plan.
And then we didn't catch anything, and we were shit faced. It was perfect. So yeah, no, I've been fishing twice, and I never caught anything.
Back to products.
Oh yes.
What do you got?
Back to products. Easily, either the worst. Or best product I've ever seen. Actually, no, it's the goddamn worst. And it really disappointed me because I wanted this thing to be awesome. But it's just the saddest idea I've ever fucking seen. I'm just going to blow it right now. It's an inflatable goddamn drum kit. Some guy decided to make an inflatable drum kit.
Does it have like sensors so that at least...
Well, yeah, you know, like the MIDI drums,
that type
of thing. Like, they did that, but they put it in a... And they made an inflatable version.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So you could play it in the pool.
Well, no, you
kind of got to plug it in.
$160
$160. This is an invention show. I think it's high there. All right. Sounds like dick already.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
Yeah, wait till you see the guy playing on it. It looks fucking retarded.
It sounds like any kind of...
Yeah, it sounds like a
MIDI drum set. MIDI exactly. Look at how much it fucking shakes.
It's all unstable.
That shit's kind of trippy. Looks like he's playing Jellyfish or some shit.
And the bass drum's like trying to get away.
And, he's playing pool raps, basically.
Worst product ever. I stand by it. Worst product ever.
I could
ever.
See buying that for a kid.
Now, if I were selling that product, you know the best place to put it for like product placement? The Beach Boys. They're still touring.
Make the Beach Boys sit in a pool and play it?
Well, just use that drum kit. They don't even have to be in a pool. Just be like, just play this. People will be like, whoa, what is that?
I'm pretty sure.
Brian Wilson's just floating around. He doesn't even realize
where
he is.
They all have inflatable instruments.
Yeah. It'd be kind of an insult baller, to ask the Beach Boys to play the inflatable drum kit.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I would like to see that, though. That'd be awesome.
What's in it for us? You can keep the drum set.
I'm in.
Pretty sure they're accomplished musicians. I mean, I'm not a huge like Beach Boys fan, but I'm saying they're not like some local. Right.
But John Stamos will do it.
He'll do it. John Stamos,
he's the backup drummer. Yeah, so you know.
Yeah, but John Stamos needs the money.
He does. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, if I had a band and I was making a music video and it took place and I wanted it to be goofy and there was already a pool like in the setting of where we were going to film it, I might be like, you know what? That'll be funny. I'll use it. I wouldn't pay for it, but.
Can we rent it?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be good. No. It'd be like exposure for you. Give it to me, you know? But that's good exposure still.
Right.
I don't think that's such a bad product, though. No, Susan, that's a kid's item. That's something like, if it was, what is it, $160?
All right. Look at the face on that dude.
I think it's a little counterintuitive if you're really trying to teach a kid how to play. Because here's this thing.
Moving around.
I mean, maybe it makes you better because if you get a stable one after that, you're fucking just blah 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 blah. You know,
right.
But
yeah, it's a good idea. It's just not practical, I guess.
Not for $160. Although, $50, I'd buy it.
Although, $50, you buy a cheap version of that for a little kid just to bash around on. Yeah, I get that.
I think the reason I'm hanging on to this one though is because I'm so impressed at how functional they were able to make it. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody told me, like, inflatable drum set, I'd be like, that's retarded. But, like, I wouldn't think somebody would physically be able to play on it. So the fact that they've gotten it to where it was, it's still a useless thing. But I mean, you know, it's like a stupid pet trick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, great, they can do that.
I mean, you can set those things to trigger any noise you want.
Yeah, you could be playing organ sounds or fart sounds on it if you want.
I could be making a baller-ass album just triggering stuff on my inflatable drum kit. Yeah. I don't know. You don't know it's inflatable. You just hear the beautifulness.
That's the secret behind everything right now. You've got Travis Barker. Everything he does is actually on an inflatable drum kit.
Yeah, Travis totally endorses
it. He doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah. You know, now that you say it, I thought it looked a little weird. He's got the pro version. This must be just the demo.
Those badass videos of him playing on YouTube, he's not actually playing. It's actually all dubbed over from his inflatable drum kit.
He's like...
This makes it sound too good.
No, it's like me in the garage playing it, but...
Yeah,
you know,
he's just out there banging around.
It's like Milli Vanilli or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, behind the curtain.
Travis Barker.
I know you guys typically don't do breaks on your show. Typically, we'll break for a few minutes. We'll come back and we'll do like a second segment.
No, we've talked about this many times. We love breaks.
Yeah.
We wish we could do breaks.
Awesome. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break.
Wait. What? There was one more product, right?
No.
I thought
you said three.
You said three.
Did I say three?
Yeah, you did say three.
I give that one the big.
What are you hiding?
What's next? No. Here was the other product. I wasn't able to pull the video. It's actually an app, and this has been floating around, and I don't know if this is good or bad. And we can kind of lead into this for the next segment. But
Tinder?
There is now an app. You've probably seen it. There's. I'll pull up the clip for next segment. You literally can hold it up, use your camera's phone to a math problem.
Yes.
On a fucking piece of paper.
On my phone.
Are you serious? Got it already?
I do. I downloaded it.
Really? I heard about it.
And I'm like, I'm going to get this because it was free at the time, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm downloading this before it goes off of the internet.
I do that all the time.
Before
it,
like, somebody pulls it because I'm like, this is genius.
It looks, I mean, from the quick
video tutorial.
You tell
us when
tutorial.
You ever use it, though.
Yeah.
I've tried using it. It doesn't recognize handwritten. So they have to be something out of a textbook or on paper that's typed out.
Oh, that would never.
It tries to recognize it. It still does try and recognize
that
it.
Changes everything. Yeah.
But you can't.
High school
like
kids everywhere are just rejoicing right now.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Cheat Central, baby.
It is pretty neat. It is.
As soon as the teacher turns
insane.
Their back, you just hear. Ka-cheek!
Well, in all honesty, that's part of a discussion I want to have later on in the show is how much technology is either hurting or fucking helping us, because it's things like that. It's, I mean, all the countless tools, just like spell check in general, for God's sake, autocorrect, you know?
Kids
like,
can't spell for shit.
How dumb are we making everyone with all this technology?
Yeah, but I mean, is it really cheating in school if you're also going to do it in your profession?
True.
So true. Yes, it is.
Yes.
This song's called Cheap Beer, and one thing we said that as we were kind of arranging to meet for this show is the podcast should not be done with craft beers in hand. No.
Too many are consumed.
Exactly. Podcasts are done under the guise of cheap beer.
Yeah.
So for the guys in Answer Pants and for us here at the Oh No Radio Show, we'll be back in a few minutes, and maybe we'll even open the phone lines.
We do have a number.
Yeah,
we'll tell you about it later.
We'll leave it at that. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this. A second segment of the Oh No Radio Show.
Dos segmente.
It gets weirder in the second half.
You know it always does. You know it always does.
It always does.
Ty.
What's up, man?
We got anybody left hanging around in the chat over there?
I think Dougie Fresh left once we started up.
Oh, God.
Because he was still in here.
Oh, look at that motherfucker.
It's an empty room.
Either way, they'll come back. They'll know.
They do.
They'll know.
They always come back.
They always come back. And for those that do, we should throw out the good old number there.
You guys can do it all.
We do
today.
Have a phone.
I'm not doing it.
This is going to take a while.
Are you on number protest?
I'm going to take Duncan's stance and be against it.
Fuck. It's very original of you.
Cool.
It's very Tom of you.
Duncan, if you're listening.
It's very hipster.
It is a little long.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can give us a call at 3-2-1. 3-2-1-8-6.
You know, I listened to two episodes and I went to go put in the contacts, you know. I was like, I need the show number. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask when I get there.
God damn it. That is the wrong thing to say right now.
God damn it.
Cheers to you. On behalf of Duncan and I, myself.
Well, normally we throw it out early. And
the devil voice always ends up there in the end somewhere.
Mm, yeah.
The demonic side of it.
I love the voice.
Thank you.
I love it.
No,
pro voice.
You don't completely get the phone number when you're doing it, so you do defeat the purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
That you guys are trying to solve. But as long as you give it out, like I think the last one
we usually do give a 3-2-1, 3-3-2-0-1-8-6, or Skype us.
Perfect.
Oh No Radio Show.
But it is great because I'm sitting there going, how many voices is that?
It's usually two.
But it sounds like so much more because of all the reverb. I'm like, is everybody involved?
Are they in a church? What is there a choir
behind
them?
Is there a hell beast in there with them?
There's people in the walls. Hell beasts.
Yes.
Hell beasts. Speaking of hell beasts, we were kind of on the topic before we went to break, just literally about how technology could be making us all fucking dumber.
Hell beasts.
And I know this is probably not the most original conversation or topic of all time, because it's something that comes, very prevalently in like dystopian feature films and that type of thing.
True enough. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, I was talking about this app that can literally, yeah, like you said, add problems. They're going to have stuff. I mean, imagine it in the future. You're not even going to really need to be able to type a coherent sentence, really. You already can kind of do it with your iPhone, just like, you know, clicking a button here to...
Tell it what to say.
Tell it what to... Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know what I'm trying to say,
as
iPhone.
Long as you're close to the buttons, it figures it out.
Yeah.
It does. Now it does. Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, you wanted to say the.
And you know, in the
how
new...
How did you know I wanted to go to the circus?
In the new version, you know how, like, of the iPhone, you know, it shows, like, the next word that it thinks you're going to say? A really fun game, I think, and I've been doing this, and it is fun. Probably just for me, though. I'll go to text my wife, but I'll just keep hitting the middle button.
Oh, of the word that keeps popping up?
Yeah, and I won't actually put any word in. I'll just hit that button.
And just to see what it says.
And send it to her. And usually, you know, I mean, it's just a general statement of like, I'm going to the store to buy some dog food.
And it's like...
And she'll text me back like, we don't need dog food. I'm like, yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
But it got something.
And then she rolls her eyes.
Have you seen the song that is made up of all of that stuff?
No.
There's a song, I haven't pulled this clip, I can YouTube it. You guys talk amongst yourselves while I'm looking for this.
All right.
No, it's a song that is it's made up of basically a guy just hitting those
autocorrect.
Oh, that's awesome.
I bet you if I type in autocorrect song, it'll pop the fuck up.
I hate that I just did the download.
How long before this kind of stuff starts making decisions for you, though?
That's
where that scary stuff comes in.
Well, a GPS. I mean,
like, when I go to say, if I'm pissed at my girl and I go, you fucking bitch. And it goes, you probably shouldn't say that. Or it goes to change it because it's
stopping
me.
Or you say, you fucking bitch, and then
it
says, I will cut you.
Or it says, I'm sorry.
Or it Googles ways to kill your wife.
Right.
Well, it used to do that, right?
Or not the phone.
I need to hide a body and give you the places back then.
It depends on whether the phone likes your wife.
So basically, if machines started having emotions, basically?
Yeah.
Well, it's trying to censor you and control
That's
you.
That's creepy. Well, it's heading there, I think.
Because, I mean, yeah. if I was having an argument with her through text, and my phone realized through the words that we're using that I'm arguing, and maybe it tries to, I go, I hate you, and it says, I'm sorry, as a suggestion.
Wow.
Like, how far does that go? That's when it gets creepy.
Now it's playing subliminally on your own head.
Yeah, it does.
It's like choose your own adventure or your life kind of thing.
Like, you're right. I shouldn't send that.
It's crazy.
Thank you, phone. I can't live without you now.
But what if it takes it one step further? Instead of, like, now what if you wrote, I'm sorry, and it wrote, you're right?
You shouldn't be sorry. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, that's possible.
It scolds you.
Well, it's actually,
no, no,
it's taken.
I mean, it takes it one step. In other words, like, you bitch, and it says, I'm sorry.
Right.
But then
now,
if you were to type,
saying.
I'm sorry, it would say, you're right, which is way worse.
Like, well, but there's a lot of software now.
Your phone is now emasculating you from the argument.
Yeah, it's like,
you're
whoa, 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 whoa. She's not right. I'm just sorry.
Are you siding with her now, phone?
I'm not even really sorry.
I'm going to rename
I charge you.
Siri.
Don't take her side.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking phone.
But even now with a new iPhone, it charges itself. As long as it's close, it's like, I don't need you to charge me. I'm close enough to the home base. I can charge myself.
Oh, God. What is it they have now, though? That you, is it
There's
just
some kind
a
of port that it's like a
thing?
Wireless charging thing where as long as you have, like, it's through that little, I don't have the new phone. You have the new 6?
That's some black magic to me. That's
see, now that's
some Nikola Tesla
the game.
To
yeah,
me.
That's like, crazy.
I found the song, by the way. I found the
Ooh,
song we were looking
for. Good
for
you.
Oh, and look at that. No, sorry. Safari unexpectedly quit on
Boo.
Me, even though I had just found the song.
Here we are.
It's okay. I got there, though.
Technology is failing us.
Well, technology is keeping you from playing the song because it thinks it's inappropriate.
It does.
Something is mad at me for
you don't want to play
using
this,
Safari
Owen.
Over there.
You shouldn't be making fun of us, Owen.
This
That's
is
a very bad idea. Screen starts to flicker.
We're kind of on the horizon, don't you think? I mean,
I think we're very close.
We are. Yeah, man.
I mean, there's a lot
Skynet's
of stuff that makes
going to happen. I know everybody says that shit, but
Skynet's coming.
It's coming.
I believe it, man.
Well, we got cars that are fucking going to be driving themselves now in the next couple years.
You just wait.
Here we go. Here's the song.
By Jonathan Mann.
Yeah, it's actually good.
In fact, I can get it right away with the best of the year and the best of the year.
So those are all the lyrics that he's just typing the middle button. Back.
And the other hand is the only thing that would have to go back.
Wow.
And the best way of saying and the best thing about it, it was not the only one in my life and death in the morning to all the way that you want.
This is surprisingly awesome.
Yeah, it's actually like not a bad song too.
So well, good to be a good day for.
Now we know how they make pop songs at least.
Or the iPhone does.
This is what writers do now, yes.
The best thing to me that I have no clue who they are, the same as I am so glad to see my.
Is this a Kesha
yeah
song?
Yeah.
What? This is what you would hear in an Apple commercial. Like this music?
It's exactly what it would be. Yeah.
All right. Give me the pause. Like,
we'll leave it on in the background.
Yeah. How long fair, is by it? By the way, this is a bit of a difference, though. He's not just hitting the middle. He started out in the middle, but now he's hitting the three.
But he's going, like, left, yeah, right, left, middle,
he's
right,
it.
Right, so middle, yeah, left.
He's like making choices.
Well, not really, because he's going so fast, there's no way he's making choices.
No, exactly. He's just kind of
randomly tapping, but it isn't the middle the whole time.
He's doing it in patterns, is, I think, the better way to say it.
I don't think it has a pattern. He's just going to town. That's how I do it.
All-time favorite song by them, in a statement issued after a few weeks, and the best way of saying the government of national unity government in exile and a few years ago.
What?
When the best way to say it,
how does it,
I don't know, I don't
this
think
shit
this, I mean, okay, the music is good.
How does it pick this shit? Is this all come out of what
don't
you
make
normally
just
type
it's
in
just
text
crap
messages?
Yeah, no.
Sorry about that.
But how much different is it, though? Like, you say it's just crap, Chico, but you're right, and you're absolutely right. But how much different is it than 90% of pop songs and their songwriting?
It's not it's different.
I think
it's
the most
not
amazing it's thing, too, is that you could write a pop song from this. You won't have. You can't hit it the whole time, but if you started writing lyrics like, yesterday I went to the, let me hit this button, and it comes up with something,
oh,
okay.
Oh, shit.
And you could write from that.
Yeah, did you guys,
that's what Iggy Azalea
predictive
does.
Predictive writing, basically.
Yeah. I was listening to the radio the other day, which is very unusual for me, and I was in the car with my wife. And this song came on where, please tell me if you guys know this, because I laughed my ass off, and I would not download it, but listen to it on Spotify and not pay a thing. It was basically about a girl, like, she'd just been broken up with, and she missed the guy a lot, and she smoked a bunch of weed and threw up in the bathtub. Have you guys heard that?
I don't know that I'm familiar.
I've
heard it from
so
my wife's friends bitch about shit like that.
Yeah.
I've heard a song.
I've encountered that exact thing, but...
Like, really? Again?
No, but it was great, because I was talking
seriously
to my wife in the car,
list,
and it was in the background. And then all of a sudden, at the same time, I don't know exactly what it was, but it caught both of our ears, because it sounds like a normal, like, pop song or whatever, and we were like, wait, what the fuck? Like, the whole song's hilarious. God,
you know what song it is?
I need to know that song. I'm going to play it next time on the outro. I have to find that song.
All right.
Oh, now this guy's singing in the video.
Yeah, now he's singing the last chorus.
This does not
here
deserve FaceTime.
No. He's pretty proud of himself.
How many views?
It's a smart idea. I mean, it's
406,563.
I thought he was going to say 406.
Yeah. Now, I'm like, wow, that's probably not what he wanted.
You really
this
dig deep.
I'll give him some credit here, because he
hire
is,
me, it says.
Well, here's his deal, is he does not a song like this where it's an autocomplete song. He writes and posts a song to YouTube every single day. This is song
that's
number.
Hard.
This song is number 2,110.
It's not hard if you're using that software. Let me say,
well,
it's just auto completing.
Maybe they aren't all
stuff
good. That's a whole shit ton.
If you've
of,
done 2,000 of them, man,
but it's still that's a long time to carry on. I mean,
but they're not
a
all.
Do you remember?
Stick,
that's how.
No. This is the this is like a
they
one
are
in a
all
million.
Auto.
No. Okay. This is a one in like a 2,000. The one. 110, whatever it is.
Yeah,
that's
a lot. Even if it's every day, that's
This is the only time he's ever done that strategy, is what I'm trying to say. He doesn't do this like to write his songs.
Still, though, you're talking about like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's a job, man. A lot of this YouTube stuff is a job.
Straight up job.
People make some decent money off of it.
Before I heard your guys' podcast, I was like, you guys have been doing it, how long? Like 3 years or something?
Yeah, about 3 years. Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, I haven't heard their show, but they've got endurance. Like, you know what
hey
I mean?
Hey, man,
like,
we weathered the storm.
We stick around like the fucking bad disease.
That's just what I'm saying, though. Like, honestly, if you're you could be the worst podcast in the world, but if you've been lasting 3 years, there's something to be said about you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, good about you.
We're just talking about this outside.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, it's taken a lot from the beginnings to this point here.
Yeah. Well, that's the point.
And where it's come from, you know, a very sloppy, like, just every night debaucherous thing. I don't know what's going on.
Cheers. Can we all say cheers to Owen, just because it's been a while since you've been a little out of control drunk.
That's right.
I will say that as well, too. Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Is that part of the problem?
There hasn't been shakes in a long time.
Saying. When I drink too much and I don't eat, I get all like shaky and weird and stuff, and it's happened on shows. It's
then we
very
take over
uncomfortable.
For a little while, and, you know, he comes back.
This is also you, though, who has...
You shut your mouth.
Left the show to go vomit.
Exactly, on multiple occasions.
Just
I feel more comfortable asking for more beers.
It's totally indeed, fine.
Sir. You're in good company.
Do you really want one?
Yeah, do you really want one?
I think there is one.
What, there's one right here if you need one.
All right.
Hand it over.
All American, baby.
All American. That'll put some hairs on your chest right there.
But cheers, Owen.
Yeah, no, thank you, Ty.
Good job, Owen.
I appreciate
way to control
you.
Your liquor,
I'm not
going to
call that an evolution of the show, because I guarantee it'll come back
stepping
at
stones,
some
Owen,
point.
Stepping stones.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Actually, before I was the host on Answer Pants, when Jason lived far away, so we would do the show once every other week.
Mm-hmm. But you guys would record two in a night. Is
right.
That, yeah.
So that we would have a show every week. So,
right.
Of course, it was 2 hours instead of one. And so I kind of missed this. You know, we do 1 hour, and, you know, I'm pretty fine. Like, I'm drinking throughout the whole thing, but, you know, whatever. But
yeah,
when it was when it was the 2 hours, though, like second hour, I'm just like, hey!
Second segment time.
Yeah, that's, whew, I haven't gotten that way in a while.
Nah, we typically keep the second segment a little shorter, but it's also a little less...
Controlled.
Right. It's yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not gonna clip you to death on the second clip, like, or on the second, you know, segment. We're just gonna sit down. We're gonna talk. We're gonna fucking see where the segment goes. When it's time to end it, it's time to end it.
It's true.
Either way.
Before we get out of control, you want to throw it to Rampant? You guys want to tell us all about your thing?
Oh yeah.
Definitely give a plug to the show and give us a little synopsis of what Answer Pants in general is all about.
Basically, every Monday we record at 8:30.
Do you guys do it live too? Like
we
this?
Do. We do live with video.
Cheers to that too, man. I think that's kind of rare.
We used to do it on both Ustream and Justin TV at the same time, but Justin TV recently
closed down.
Went
finally.
Like, yeah.
We got off that train at the right time.
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
Jumped off that train.
It got full of people playing video games for hours, and then it just crapped out.
It was good at the beginning too. But that's,
it was all right at the beginning until they started censoring everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And actually, I came to the show on episode 13.
Yeah, you were pretty early on.
Yeah. And actually, I was still with Etchy and Bronco at the time, and I was actually a guest on the show, and then I ended up calling Jason like 2 days later and was like, "Hey, you said you were looking for a co-host." and hopped on.
He makes the sexy eyes when he does this too.
He doesn't mean he had to suck.
It's the same as when he was on the cruise deck with his wife earlier in the show.
Right. He's, thing, like, you know, I'm gonna need a co-host, baby, a hand job. Every
starts
night.
Looking like Elvis at you or something. He does the home. Oh,
it's very sexual.
You know what you've been doing. and then, do you know what when you came on, Chico?
About I don't know. This is like you. Jason left for something. Something happened where he left, and then you asked me to come and sit in for a little bit. And then one random night, awkwardly, you're like, "Would you think you maybe
I was cooler
could,
than
you
that?
Could, do you want to join the show?"
I had the eyebrows flowing and everything.
No, you didn't. You didn't give me the hand job voice. No, I didn't get no sexual favors offered. It was just like this awkward, like, do you want to be on the show? And I'm like,
it's kind of rude,
like,
man.
I like how we're bringing this up though, because we all have this experience in one way or of another of a guy that's doing a show that has to call somebody and be like, yeah, and I know it's not like really a big deal, and I can't really pay or anything, or, but you know, it's like you're like trying to get a first date out of a girl. Like, would you like maybe come do the show? And hey, I really liked it when you came to do the show, Tom. And you really
go on.
I liked your voice on the show. And it'd be nice.
Yeah,
I can't do the eyebrows, unfortunately.
But that would be me. That would be my seduction. That would be.
If you come to the show, I could give you something extra.
Luckily, though, actually, no, it was a huge deal to me because, you know, I had become friends with Chico through, you know, he was doing the experience. I was doing SG and Bronco. We'd gone to an event for SoMaCal.
Cure for the Run.
That's where I met you. Yeah.
Yeah, Cure for the Run.
But then there was an event that we went to. Like, basically, Jeff called me up and he was like, hey. And apparently he'd called you and Steve.
Oh, that, what was it?
Yeah.
Rock Pink something.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, basically for a favor that they did from that event, the...
Cure for the Run.
Thank you. You know, like, they got a thing for free, like a tent.
Fuck, dude, you stutter a lot.
I know, like a space. No, I'm sorry. Like a space for free, right? But we can't make it, so do you guys want to use the event? And I was like, yeah, sure. And, you know, him and Steve thought it was great, too, so... we didn't realize, though, you have to bring your own tent.
Oh, yeah. You had to, like, it was pretty funny. It was like this huge concert. Had really amazing bands, and everybody had booths set up.
You know, promotional booths.
Yeah, people were selling stuff and just people promoting whatever they, you know.
Sure.
Just Amscot's there. Yeah. They've got a tent handing away.
All this awesome stuff, and they provided a table.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah, it was
so
a table.
We showed up like no idea. All I had, we had stickers. Yeah. Stickers.
I had my pens.
I had these crappy pens that didn't work.
And some 2-year-old Twizzlers.
Those were awesome Twizzlers, by the way.
They were.
And so we just stood there, the three of us, me, him, and Steve,
yo,
at a
up?
Table with stickers, Twizzlers, and pens, and just got drunk as hell. Yeah.
Well, what else do you do at that point? Like,
yeah.
Clearly, we're not going to make much of an impression here. Yeah.
Everybody's walking around like, where'd you get those stickers? In those pens and Twizzlers at.
Well, here, do you want one? It's a podcast. Listen to it.
By the way, a bunch of them. They weren't even like pens for their podcast. They were just bank pens that Etchy had found randomly.
Some Office Max pens.
Well, and by the time like people would come over, we were kind of already drunk, and they're like, "Oh, you got a table? You don't have a tent?" We're like, "No, we don't have a tent."
Yeah, take a sticker. Get out of here.
And it was just like, "Oh, okay. Well, we're a podcast. All right, see you." Like, we were, like, not hospitable at all.
Awesome.
Like, we weren't like, oh, hey, we're on it this time. We're doing this thing. No, we're just like, hey, take a pen.
At one point, Steve did bring a kid along, one of his kids, and I think Steve has, like, 20 kids. He brought one of the little kids along, and I gave him the sticker. Look, go to every hot girl you see and give them a sticker.
There
and so he did. Ballsy little kid. He ran around, gave out stickers.
That's
a couple
awesome.
And that was it. That's the most promotion we did. Then it was
some
other
guerrilla marketing
towards
right
the end of the night, the other people with booths started coming over, like, and trying to network. And so they go, what do you guys do? It's a podcast. Sticker.
It's about
we have the pizza tent over here. Oh, really? Dude, man, the pizza smells really good. Yeah, do you want a slice? Hell yeah, man. Let me go get a slice.
Nice.
So that was the extent of our network. So we started smooching off everybody.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
And it was
back,
cold as
back
hell.
When you were famous. Oh, back man. When the
oh,
big
yeah.
back in the big times.
Back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Now I do a podcast with Etchy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so when it got to that time, I was literally like, oh my God. You on the show, like, that would be amazing. You know what I mean? Like, oh God. So yeah. So when he got on the show, I was like, yes.
It's fun. I mean, I dig it. It's pretty much like what you guys are doing here. We just kind of talk, you know, we have a couple topics. Originally, the name Answer Pants, it was more of an interview based show.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's where the name comes from. Because a lot of people ask why is it Answer
gonna
Pants?
I was going to ask.
Yeah. Well, no, so, actually, you know officially where it comes from?
What?
This is funny. Jason told me this. This is very little known. Jason didn't know. He wanted it to be ampersand.
Oh, okay.
You know, like
ampersand.
Yeah, because he's like, we could use.
That's not a bad name.
No,
like it's
that'd
kind
be
of
awesome.
It's kind of intellectual. It's
right.
Yeah, all right. I get
he's
it.
Like, you know, because then you
the
could
symbol, or
then
do you
could,
write it out?
The symbol.
Okay.
Because you know, then you use the symbol everywhere. It'd be a cool thing.
I think what you do, in my eyes, is you'd bookmark it with symbols, but have ampersand written out. But just say.
Yeah. But no.
Sounds better, because anybody else that sees is going to just say.
Oh, what is that? Yeah. And.
And. Why do you have an and on your car?
But here's the funny thing. He was really drunk at the time that Ivan asked him what he wanted the show to be called. And he just kept saying, the thing with the curl, like an answer pants.
Amblamp.
And he kept saying answer
like
pants.
Like an answer pants.
Yeah, exactly. And so finally, Ivan was like, we're calling it answer pants. I know what you're saying, but we're calling it answer pants because that's funny.
Very much like Owen's side project.
What, something dreadful, which...
You mean Secret Feelings, which it's called Secret Feelings now?
Yeah, I definitely do a second podcast apart from this
you
one.
Changed
that
it?
Is
really?
That is me... It's unofficially named Secret Feelings, but it's called Something Dreadful is the name of the show.
I thought you
changed
like
the whole
feelings.
Name of it.
No, we never
we
changed.
Called it Secret Feelings. You changed the name to Secret Feelings?
I thought you changed the name
Are there
on
some
your
residuals
podcast
in the mix
world
here?
No. Podcast world has not been changed to Secret Feelings.
Oh, you lied to me.
I probably did.
You fucking lied. So
lies. That's a much headier night, you know. That's really getting into the finer thoughts of a man's being, you know, on that show.
Something's afoot at the Oh No Radio Show.
Yeah, after hours.
Oh, no, we do that show, too. That's Oh No at Night. I do an Oh No at Night where I just come on blitz from time to time, flip on the thing, I just call people. Or have them
that's,
call me.
See,
and
that's what's awesome about having your own studio set.
Yeah, you could just walk
Ivan
in
does
whenever
that too.
Do
Every
it.
Once in a while, you'll find Rampant Radio will just go live, and he's just there. He'll play music while he's doing stuff in the background.
Yeah, because
you know?
I have it that's set cool. to my email, and I'll see it like 2 a.m. It'll be like, what Rampant you? Radio has gone
live.
I'm like,
Yeah.
Well, it's the same if you're... If, by the way, those of you listening on the just through the podcast rather than not listening live right now, one thing you can do is you can download the Mixlr app for your iPhone or Android. That's Mixlr. And you can subscribe to us, Oh No Radio Show, all one word. That's the same on iTunes as well, all one word. It's kind of our general theme. But yeah, you can subscribe to Mixlr or us on Mixlr, and you can get alerts to your iPhone. They ping every time we go live. You get the emails. You get all that shit.
It's awesome.
I saw that on Facebook. Is that like a Stitcher Radio kind of thing?
Mixlr is a free live streaming service.
Okay.
It's podcast driven, isn't it?
It's kind of internet radio station driven. Okay. I've done experiments where I've basically run this thing 24/7. I've been playing music. I'll pop back in, you know, here and there. I typically like to not do that anymore. I don't run the station like that anymore. I shut it down when it's not going. I like to have the anticipation of when someone gets that ping on their phone that, oh, fuck, they actually are going to be live in the studio right now. Because
otherwise you water it down. Like they're always on.
Exactly.
As opposed to, they've been live for the last 172 days.
Yeah.
These guys don't sleep.
Fucking, that's endurance right there. That's a marathon show if I've ever heard of one.
Oh, my God. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking... lame to sit here and do a because plenty of people talk about, what if we did like a 24-hour show like just one time like just for 24 hours we do a show.
Be hardcore.
No, there's no freaking way.
That's way too many
I've
hours.
Known if podcasters do this
I'd fall out at like hour five. I'd be like, I can't.
I follow a couple that have done this type of thing and one guy in particular I don't really want to mention
you
names.
Didn't listen to it, did you?
No. I mean, okay. I may have tuned in
not
for
all
like half
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's impossible, right. But there are super fans that will, you know. And this guy, basically what he was doing is if he didn't get, he would do a marathon show and he's like, guys, it's a fundraiser type thing. So you can call in, I'll do whatever you want me to fucking do for X amount of money. But ultimately he needs to get $100 each hour to continue doing the show.
What is it?
What?
The Jerry Lewis telethon?
And if you're, that's basically what
was
he's
it a
doing.
Charity?
Lady,
no,
I'm podcasting. Lady.
It was just $100 for him.
For him.
Wow, that is
to keep
balls.
The show running.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only reason I wouldn't do that is because
this
like,
not really for charity.
After like 15 minutes, I'd be like, okay, guys, I gotta go. Like, it'd be a huge punch to the ego.
We
know what I mean?
A while back, we did the Monsters thing. They did a Monster Militia, some kind of event at Wekiva Island.
Okay.
And they invited us, this is before Answer Pants on the experience, they invited us out to broadcast live from there. Well, we're like, okay, we're going to go out there. It's going to be like a 4-hour event. We're going to have a tent set up. We're going to broadcast live. It'll be awesome. Yeah, they did provide the tent this time. They did. They provided everything we needed.
Included.
So we get out there. We start doing the show. It's a little confusion, you know, because we're out there trying to figure out everything. We start doing the show. We start drinking. Basically, we do 4 hours of just nothing. Just yelling at people. Like, hey! Hey, come here. Bring me another drink. Oh, damn. She's hot. Hey, girl, come here. Come here. Come here, girl. And then we go to check the audio, and it's horrible. Because somehow
sounds like crap.
It's all crap. There was no time to prep it. It was just a horrible idea. Yeah. It was just such a bad. Like people would come over and go, "What do you guys do?" We'd stop doing the show.
Oh, so we do a podcast.
You know, we just walk away from the mics and start talking.
Like, wait a minute, we should be inviting you on the podcast right now, and we should be telling you what we're doing. Yeah.
Talking to the microphone.
I actually saw for a charity, I don't remember what charity, but it was for a charity, there was like a 48-hour podcast. Now, it wasn't, it was literally like an hour with established podcasts every hour. Handed it off
like that's a marathon different. Passing
program. Right.
That could work.
They handed it off. It was a great idea, especially since there. There was a podcast in general that I wanted to listen to, so I decided, I'm going to pop in early and listen. And you know, I listened to them, and I listened to three other podcasts just to do it. You know, and
to be a part of it.
To be a part of it, and you know, like, hey, you know, I'd love to hear some new material.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's but cool, anyway, yeah.
Well, that's what I think is cool in everything that we've done tonight. You know, in general, just kind of like slowly wrapping things up. But man, I'm all about doing that. I'm sure you guys are as well. I mean, it's important for us too, like just in Orlando, because
it's huge in Orlando.
I feel like Orlando has one of the best podcasting communities. Not even in the United States, but probably the world. Because of
really,
it does actually.
It really does.
And I'm not saying I don't believe you.
No, it actually. Surprising. It's not just his feeling. It actually does. I think the biggest reason is because. Honestly, I hate to say this, but
it's real radio.
It's real radio.
It's real radio
because nobody else. I remember, I took some classes to get certified in as a voiceover artist.
Yeah,
My voiceover teacher, she knows. You know, she covers a lot of ground. She was an anchor for CNN and everything. And I remember telling her offhand, I was like, oh, yeah, we actually have a radio station. It's like, you know, you talk all the time. At the time, actually, too, it was also SPK was on. So it ended at 11. You know what I mean? So I'm like, if you have regular hours, they're pretty much talking the entire time that you're awake. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, like news shows? And I'm like, no, just, you know, just whatever. You know, just shows with personalities talking back and forth. She's like...
Because most talk radio is news.
Is news.
We're lucky here that we have that station in the fact that they
are all spoiled a little bit.
She was blown away. By the way, this was in Atlanta. I'm sorry, I forgot.
If you don't know what we're talking about, folks, it's WTKS, FM radio station, 104.1 here in town in Orlando.
Yeah.
It's talk radio, like you said, used to be
from...
As soon as you wake up to by the time you go to bed, like you said, regular
hours. Originally, it was 24 hours. I mean, when I was listening, you had
late nights,
you had Howard Stern in the morning, you had a midday show, which Ed Till. Ed Till, then you had Jim Phillips, then you had the Monsters in the evening, there was Russ and Bo and Dirty Jim, mm-hmm. then you had Drew Garabo at night, and then you had the news. Yeah. The news girl was overnight connecting between Drew Garabo to Howard Stern in the morning, and so it would connect all the way through.
And a lot of that, and that's the big thing. I hate to say,
it was Howard Stern at first.
It's not sustainable.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it should be, but the big point is just to describe it as far as you know, like it's not news, it's not politics, it's not sports, it's
Howard Stern.
It's just general talk. It's like Howard Stern. Now, a lot of the shows, not anything like Howard Stern, but like Howard Stern in that it's. Personalities talking to each other, having a conversation.
Conversational.
Personality-driven shows rather than news-driven.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, you know, again, like my teacher, she was in Atlanta. So there was no reason for her to have heard of real radio. She was blown away. I actually, I took her phone, you know, downloaded iHeartRadio and said, look, it's right here. Listen to it. She goes, I can't believe anybody else doesn't have it. Nobody has this shit across the entire country.
And that's why I'm saying we're spoiled. Because I travel a lot. And when you're out, sometimes you have to search the radio.
Yeah.
Because, you know. Yeah.
Now, you can usually find morning shows and you can find afternoon drive shows.
That's crazy.
But they play music in between still. They're exactly. They're not just talk. Like, you'll have, like, what is the other station here? The XL. XL does a good 10 minutes of talk, and then they'll put in music.
Yeah, right. I remember Doc and Johnny.
When they went to classic radio, though, on 104.1.
So was I.
Come on.
That sucked. Sunday morning coming down is back.
It's back, baby. Yes. That is
something that I think we're all happy about.
Hell yeah.
You know, and everybody should get iHeartRadio and get fucking 104.1 here in Orlando.
Yeah.
What's the call? WPRK?
WTKS.
WPRK.
Listen to that shit and be like, fuck where I am.
We don't need to promote their asses. They got enough fucking money.
They need to promote our shit.
But they need to promote, exactly.
But the point being, when podcasts got popular, the reason, like, Orlando became a hotbed for podcasting. And the reason is because, you know, podcasts in this area knew exactly what a talk show without music was supposed to be about, the formula, you know, when to...
We did it inherently. None of us, like, have done it professionally,
There wasn't even
like,
a roadmap. We just knew how long to talk about subjects before we should change the subject, when this should happen, when that should happen. If you don't have radio stations that have that format, you have no idea. You have to go from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
so
Orlando, because of that, you know, a lot of podcasts in Orlando are way
above.
It's
a good breeding ground, yeah.
Yeah, we're way ahead of everybody else.
We don't
else.
Need CBC here. It is CBC. You know what I mean? Like, the city is.
I didn't understand how big it was until Cure for the Run. When we went out to
the podcasting thing?
Yeah, back when SoMaCal was around, they would do an event, Cure for the Run. It was a 0.05K run right down the middle of Wall
Street
Plaza.
Which Ross notoriously won, of course.
And it was they did two of them.
Through the forward propulsion of his stomach.
Uh-huh.
But when you went, all the podcasts came out. It was like a podcast convention.
Sweet.
And so you met all these people, you know, people with shirts, people with, you know, just handing out stickers.
Yeah.
If you were close with SoMaCal, you were helping run the event. Like, we were working a booth for different the tickets for a raffle.
Which makes them look better, too, because it gives them a little legitimacy there's, you know, other people kind of...
Yeah, it was huge. There were so many people out there, and it's like this is a huge like underground family of podcasts.
It's cool.
And it's this. I think it's the same now. I think it's probably even bigger now, except there's no organization to it. Like nobody knows each other. You know what I mean? Nobody. You find each other. I didn't know you guys were here until you called the show, and I'm like, holy shit, let me check this out. And ever since you called the show, I've been catching up on shows. I'm like, listening to it.
And that's all that I think anyone can ask is that
it's a network
that you do what we're fucking doing right now and extending arms and saying that, we'll be on your show, you'll be on my show, whatever it is, we'll fucking, you know, find ways to make things happen and we'll be part of this community together. Yeah.
Just because I am actually genuinely curious and we cut the... answer pants a little short. Like, is all your stuff archived too? Is it on answerpants.com?
Yes.
Everything. Well, everything is at
the best way to find it is through iTunes. Honestly,
yeah. Right. iTunes. Go to
RampantRadio. RampantRadio.com has all the info.
Yeah.
Rampant Radio is the Rampant Radio network is Ivan's baby, and that's the umbrella that we're under. Like I said, there's a lot of other shows. Answer Pants is under there. We don't have a website just for Answer Pants. There is Answer Pants on Facebook. Answer_pants on Twitter. But if you go into iTunes or any of your podcast programs, search for Answer Pants and we'll come up.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you're at Etchy.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Tweets.
I am.
You recently joined Facebook.
Rejoined Facebook.
Rejoined.
Gave in.
Yeah. Steve,
rejoined.
Steve Etchy on.
He's on there. And Chico, you're.
I'm at This Is Chico on Twitter, and I'm not going to add you on Facebook. I'll add you guys.
Hey, Chico.
You know, that's honestly.
What's your name on Google Plus?
I don't know. It's too dusty for me to figure out.
No,
what's the other one? Olo.
My name is Steve.
The new one.
That's Google Plus.
That's the new one we're going to be giving out in fucking 6 goddamn months. Allo, you're right.
No, I refuse to move to another one.
You're not doing it.
It dies with Facebook.
I don't have the. I never got an invite.
I haven't got an invite either.
I'm not popular enough.
I have all of my invites because I didn't send any out. So if you want them,
send me an invite.
I would love one.
Let's get on.
I'm all about the social networking stuff.
It's okay to check out. It's kind of like. I don't know, man. It's not that great. And not a lot of people update. You have
What are you talking
about? Ello.
Ello?
Is it better than MySpace?
You've not heard of this? It's
better than
new,
MySpace.
It's
is it English?
New, No.
Hello?
Hello?
It's just being pretentious. Yeah, it's being pretentious and taking the H out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Now, you know why I liked Google Plus, right? And I got over 1,000 followers. Now,
it's baller.
Here's
on Google Plus?
Yeah. Now, now
that's
now,
all of Google Plus.
Now, here, now, yeah. Like,
yeah. Everyone on Google Plus follows.
So I've got like half of Google Plus. Yeah. No, but here's why. Because, like, people add me daily. To this day, I might be 1,500. I don't know. It turns out I'm one of those people that they shove into, like, when you use Google Plus for the first time, they're like,
you might know.
You might. Or, like, maybe you should add these people. And it's like.
And everyone's like, okay.
Yeah. And they're like, I don't like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Who's that? Like, you know, like.
If people are choosing you over Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah. Yeah, right. Fuck those people.
Maybe they're racist.
Those people.
I want to meet them.
Yeah, yeah, I want to meet those people too.
Half like, the people
you passed Neil deGrasse Tyson and clicked on this fuck? What is wrong with you?
Look, half the people that are following me don't speak English, right? All but right. But they don't unfriend.
You're
so
huge.
I'm good.
You're huge in Ecuador.
Yeah.
there's giant like Chile. Sherman Mao posters of Etchy in Ecuador.
Guys, I think we should do this. It's been a really fucking like huge show. Pleasure yeah. having
yeah,
you guys.
Great time.
Studio,
thank you guys
honestly.
So much. So anytime, man.
Let's marathon it, man.
Oh well, one of these on. Days. If anybody's gonna do a marathon, we'll book it all night. We'll just have
8 hours.
Call I can work, everybody.
I love you guys, man. I will be here for 30 minutes on that marathon. You have my
all right,
word.
All right,
30 minutes of that marathon is me.
Guys, it's been a pleasure.
With a break in between.
For Owen, Ty, Tom, Etchy, and Chico, this has been another Ono Radio show. And as always, eat a bag of dicks.